Kenneth Lieberthal is a China scholar at the University of Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why was the U.S. apology for entering China enough for China?
Well, the Chinese and U.S. negotiators found a way to use ambiguities in language and differences between English and Chinese to bridge the gap. The term that was finally decided upon, Qianyi, in English is usually translated as sorry, but in Chinese it implies a deficiency on the U.S. side and a deep intention to be sorry for something, so it is as easily seen as an apology. And so we found people who are specialists in the language able to find wording that meets the Chinese need on the Chinese side and the American need on the U.S. side.
But the U.S. didn't claim responsibility for the incident.
No, we didn't. But at the core of this all along has been a Chinese belief that the U.S. acts without consideration for China's interests, for its sensibilities, and for its domestic political concerns. They, therefore, wanted to create a situation where, at the end of the day, the U.S. expressed its apology, some sense of its moral culpability, and the Chinese, in a humanitarian gesture, release the crew. That shifts the kind of relative position of the two in Chinese eyes so that it is the Chinese government that looks like it has been managing this and managing it in a beneficent fashion.
You have two big countries both looking for a way out of this, and if the fine, delicate meanings of language can do that for them, then so be it.
Absolutely. And I think in that regard, the U.S. management of this, especially after the first few days, once the White House became more sensitive to the Chinese perspective on this, U.S. management of the problem then became, I think, very professional and very effective as we sought a way to minimize the damage on both sides, to have neither side give up what was most important to it, and for us to get our crew back and then to get their dignity back.
How does this affect the future foreign policy of the Bush administration?
Well, we'll have to see. I think the administration had as its initial reaction when they learned that the plane had gone down a kind of strong, almost knee-jerk response that says, give us our crew back, give us our plane back, we were in the right, and we want your response right away. That's a little bit of a caricature, but not much. By now, they've been through their first real crisis, and they've learned how important it is to understand the other side's perspectives and the politics in the other side. We'll have to see whether this is the lesson they carry forward, but I suspect it will have an impact on how they approach other issues in the future, and not only with China.
Well, if everybody's happy, then there shouldn't be too much damage long-term to U.S.-Chinese relations, should there?
I think this particular incident will not be a long-term problem for the relationship. We do have some follow-up procedures that both sides are going to go through. Very quickly, attention will turn elsewhere. The next big issue in the relationship comes up in less than 2 weeks, and that is our decision on what arms to sell to Taiwan or to agree to sell to Taiwan over the coming year. We don't know yet what that decision will be. It may create yet another crisis in the relationship, or there may be a way to get through that with minimal damage. We'll just have to wait and see how it comes out.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Kenneth Lieberthal is a China scholar at the University of Michigan.